So yesterday we told you about a $23.3 million settlement from the makers of Airborne. You know that stuff you take on airplanes, makes wards off germs, apparently. Well, listeners asked online how they could get their share of the settlement, how they could get their money back if they didn't have receipts that you're supposed to submit and if you wanted to get a refund. Here to clear that up is our web editor, Laura Conaway.
Good morning.
Hi, Laura.
So what happened? Well, you know, we started hearing from a lot of people who were sort of in the same boat I'm in, which is that they took this stuff. My family went nuts for it a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now that there's this settlement and they can maybe get their money back, they have no receipts. Who keeps receipts for that?
That was one of my favorite things about it, is receipts. So I thought, who has those?
Nobody has those. Well, it turns out actually a couple of people do, but most people don't. And this guy Nathan wrote in to say, Airborne has taken a sizable chunk out of my wallet over the past 2 years. Unfortunately, I never thought to save the receipts. What do I do? So we went to talk to Jeff Cronin of the Center for Science in the Public Interest. His group joined this class action lawsuit that has just been settled. He says, don't worry about the receipts, no problem. You have until September 15th to go to airbornehealthsettlement.com. That's Airborne with an E at the end, airbornehealthsettlement.com, and file a claim. You can do it online, you can mail it in. No receipts, you get 6 bottles worth.
Hmm.
If you have receipts, you get 6 bottles plus whatever you have receipts for. And he says that's not so bad.
That's a good deal for consumers because, as your correspondent mentioned, this is not an inexpensive product. Some of these boxes cost up to close to $10. So it's a really good deal for consumers.
All right.
So there you go.
There you go. There's going to be a fairness hearing in California. That's when a judge sits down and looks at all the claims and says, you know, are you going to get your money, basically?
Mm-hmm.
So that'll happen June 16th. Who knows when the money will actually come through?
All right. We have a slideshow. Well, maybe a slideshow, but at least...
It's a slideshow.
Oh, it's up already?
I did it.
Oh, right on. Good for you.
So on it.
It asks, what do you wear to feel powerful? It comes from the book Trappings. These guys were on the show yesterday. Stories of women, power, and clothing. It's just women wearing whatever makes them feel boss.
Yeah, somebody's already responded. Her steel-toed boots.
Awesome.
There you go.
I got my black leather jacket on today.
You have to respond
mm-hmm.
to that.
I will.
And in Twitter Nation, what are we doing, Laura?
Well, we nudged Barack Obama, whose account, Twitter account, lets you do that. It's twitter.com/Barack Obama. You can nudge him. You can direct message him. And Allison, a few minutes ago, direct messaged Barack Obama to see if he would be on our show.
And?
No tweet yet.
Aww. Nothing. You got to get up early in the morning if you're running for president.
It was only 14 minutes ago.
You got to check your Twitter account. That's an eternity in Twitter.
That's true. But he's in Wyoming, so it's earlier.
That's true.
Maybe they have dial-up.
Let's give him a day.
Whatever happens, we'll be following this closely on the blog every second.
All right, Laura Conaway, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find all of Laura's hard work at npr.org/Bryant Park. You can join us at twitter.com/BPP.
And hey, that does it for this hour of the BPP, which is directed by Jacob Gans, edited by Trish McKinney, produced by Matt Martinez, our executive producer, Sharon Hoffman. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. We're available to you all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. See ya.